Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Saturday morning. I hope wherever you're watching or listening to this around the world, you're having a very, very good start to your weekend. And another big weekend it is. Arsenal in action a little bit later on today, travelling up to Wolves for the evening kickoff. I will be there. We'll be heading up to Molineux pretty soon. So, huge game. Arsenal with the opportunity to kind of, not forget about what's happened in the last week, because I don't think we're going to forget about that. But certainly the chance to move on a little bit from what's happened in the last week and go back to the top of the Premier League table. A win will do that tonight. And it'll give them an opportunity, actually, if they win on Tuesday night against Chelsea, to move 4 points clear of Manchester City before they next play, which, even though City certainly hold the title advantage at the moment, will certainly put a little bit of pressure on Pep Guardiola's side, you will think. So we'll have a look at today's game. We'll talk about Arsenal's expected 11 or predicted 11 for today. Who could start it? We'll look at what Mikel Arteta's been saying. We'll look at what some of you guys have been saying. So let's get started, shall we? As you can see yesterday, the pictures Arsenal put out from London, Colney were of a squad that was very, very happy, smiling, not feeling too sorry for themselves after what happened in Munich on Wednesday night. I'm sure they will certainly be tired. They looked it in Munich. They wouldn't have had much time to rest since then, but they're going to have to just shake all of that off and get themselves going tonight, because they can't afford to put in a lethargic performance at Molineux later on today, because if they do, then the title will basically be gone. So they've got to kick on, forget about what's happened, and certainly by the pictures Arsenal put now, it looks like a pretty happy squad and a motivated squad, and as well it should be. Mikel Arteta was speaking at his press conference yesterday ahead of the game. He had plenty to say. Sorry, you can tell by my voice it's a little bit more early this morning. I'm still recovering from Munich. And Mikel Arteta was speaking ahead of the game at his press conference. He was asked about the past week and what it's been like. And he said, look, as an experience, it wasn't the best one. A defeat in the league and a defeat in the Champions League. But I'm fully focused on the times that we have ahead of us and the six games to go. We are a game behind City and we're going to give it a real go. And on the context of tonight's game against Wolves, he said, look, the context is clear. If we win, we are top of the league. That's the context. We don't need anything else to be motivated or to go to that game with our minds clear and our purpose very, very clear. And he's absolutely right. Like I said, Arsenal can't afford to feel sorry for themselves. Yes, it's been a bruising week. It's been a disappointing week, however you want to look at it. But right now, that's gone. That's behind them. Not only things in front of them now are the six games remaining in the Premier League. And tonight, they have a chance to go back to the top of the Premier League with just five games to go. If you can't, if you can't be, like you said, motivated about that, but if you can't also put a little bit of tiredness in your legs behind you and go out there and perform, then what's the point in being in this game? I mean, it's a huge carrot ahead of them tonight to go back to the top of the table with so few games remaining. And I'm expecting to see a response from Arsenal. I absolutely am expecting to see a response. I know all the talks about fatigue and tiredness, and I think that's a justifiable debate. I've been speaking about it because that is how it has felt watching Arsenal in the last couple of second halves against Aston Villa and then Bayern Munich. But you just got to give it a go now. You've got six games to go. That has to be the message that Arteta and the coaching staff and Martin Odegaard and everyone has been telling to the team at London Colney and ever since full-time whistle at Bayern Munich. It's like, look, we've got six games to go. We've got a chance to still do something very, very special this season. And we have to put absolutely everything into taking that chance. And Arsenal got a decent record at Molineux recently. He had a good win there last season. Martin Odegaard, the star of the show. I think they won there the year before as well, didn't they? So, you know, they've got some good recent memories of trips to Molineux, and they've got to go back into that sort of story they've got in the back of their mind to how they felt on those nights at Molineux, how they performed on those nights at Molineux, and do that all over again tonight, because if they do, then they can go back to London, have a little bit of a rest for the next couple of days as they start to prepare for Chelsea, knowing that they're sitting top of the Premier League. And that would be a very nice feeling for them as well, and no better way to kind of move on from what happened in Munich as well. The talk about fatigue and tiredness, as I've been saying, you know, there was plenty of questions put to Mikel Arteta about that and about the problems Arsenal have been having in April in the last few years and how they tend to fade away at this point of the season. He was asked if he's had any regrets on not giving certain players more game time, like Smith Rowe, like Fabio Vieira. And he said, look, it is a possibility. That is always going to come, though, when you lose a game, because when we beat Brighton and we had an unbelievable week, everybody was talking about us winning the league. Nobody asked this question. That is part of the industry. And he's right. Look, football is very reactionary. You know, a week earlier, Arsenal were sitting top of the league. They'd been brilliant. They'd won 10 games out of 11 in the Premier League. They'd just smashed Brighton at the Amex, and everyone was saying how great they were. A week later, one draw and two defeats later, and suddenly it's the wheels have fallen off. They've got no energy left, and the season's done and dusted. And he's right, because football is very reactionary like that. But it has to be, I think, because as he always says himself, you know, the most important game is the next game. And so you do have to take things game by game. And the season, when things are so tight, when the season's on such a knife edge and it's so finely balanced, that if you do mess up in one or two games on the trot, then it can be very, very hard to come back from. So, yeah, I don't think you can really complain when questions like that do come out after a period of poor results. And he was asked about the criticism on the team having bad results in April, and he said, well, a lot of times because the margin and the things that you are competing with are decided between that month and May. But before that, you have to have 9 months extremely consistent with that. And let's see what we can do now to fight for what we want, which is to win the Premier League. And it must be remembered, look, Arsenal have won a couple of games already in April. It's not like they've absolutely crashed in this April. They've crashed in the last week, results-wise. And to be fair, well, in the last two games, because I don't think 2-2 home to Bayern Munich is a disaster of a result. So I think it's certainly the last two games where the results have suddenly, you know, nosedived. But prior to that, they've done all right in April. And the weird thing is, when you look at Arsenal's numbers in April, when their win percentage in April, it is the worst month under Arteta by quite some distance. But then May is like the second best month. So if they're absolutely knackered come April, then how, it's weird how they suddenly turn things around again and win in May. Yeah, I just found that it was a really sort of odd one when I was looking at the numbers that were doing the rounds in terms of Arsenal's performances this month. Team news-wise, ahead of today, look, it looks like Mikel's got a fully fit squad to choose from, aside from Yuri and Timber. He said that everyone's okay following Munich. You know, there's definitely going to be tired legs, no doubt about it. And we'll come to the sort of predicted 11 in a minute and some of the decisions facing Mikel Arteta. I do think we might see some changes from what we saw at Bayern Munich. But injury-wise, they're actually in good shape. Fitness-wise, perhaps maybe not. Energy-wise, but injury-wise, they certainly are. And on Yuri and Timber, was asked, you know, is this game going to come too soon for Yuri? And he said, it is too soon. He's going to play a game with the under-21s. And after that, we will see better where he is, how he felt. He looks really good in training, but it's that last step now. We have to have certainty that he's ready to go. I think the 21s, I looked, they got Blackburn on Monday night. So we might well see Timber involved in that. I can't see him being involved. Maybe on the final day of the season, something like that. He might get a little bit of a run out. But I just can't see it now. I think you just wait till the summer, get good pre-season under his belt and have him absolutely bang on and ready to go at the start of the season. I cannot imagine he's going to come on and have an impact over the next few games or so. But it'll be good to see him on Monday night in that game against Blackburn, if that is indeed when he does get his first run out. If he does, I imagine it'll be no longer than 45 minutes and he'll be carefully managing his path back to full match fitness. But he's training yesterday. This picture you're watching on you can see on YouTube, that was from yesterday. He's playing a full part in all the sessions now at Colney. So he is very, very close. It's just about, as Mikel says, taking that very next step. But tonight's just going to come a little bit too soon for him.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, predicted 11-wise, what the 11 we might see from Arsenal tonight. Now, I think Mikel's going to make changes for this game. I kind of feel like he has to for some of it. I don't think he's going to make widespread changes, but I think he's going to have to freshen things up a little bit because of what we've seen in the last couple of games. I think the results kind of point to the fact that he does need to shake it up a little bit, not loads, just a little bit. I'm not calling for massive things, but I think he might change a few things. I think Zinchenko will come back in at left back. I'll be surprised if he doesn't. You know, I think we might see Thomas Partey play today, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kai Havertz comes out of the team. Maybe goes with Gabriel Jesus as a nine, and I think Trossard maybe comes in for Martinelli. So that's a predicted 11 that I'm going for. Obviously, it could be completely wrong. This isn't based on any knowledge. I always have to flag that up. It's not based on any sort of inside information I have on the potential team tonight. I'm just trying to predict, trying to get into Mikel Arteta's head and work out what he might do here. So I'm going Raya in goal, White at right back, Saliba and Gabriel obviously as the two centre-backs, and Zinchenko coming in at left back. Then I'm going for a midfield of Thomas Partey replacing Jorginho, then Odegaard and Rice ahead of him in that midfield three. And then I'm going with Saka on the right, Jesus as the striker, and Trossard on the left. So yeah, that's what I'm going for. It wouldn't, you know, Kai Havertz might well start, and if he does, then Jesus will be back on the bench. But I think I just wouldn't be surprised if he makes three or four changes just to try and freshen up the team a little bit. And I kind of feel like he needs to. You know, Wolves aren't in the greatest shape. We'll talk about that in a second. And I just feel that you kind of look at Arsenal's performances, you look at the last couple of second half, and some players do look pretty tired. Some players, unfortunately, I don't think you can really rest. Like, ideally, you know, Odegaard, I think, absolutely needs to rest. But there's no one who can come in and do what Odegaard does. There just isn't. So I think he's, out of all the players, he's just going to have to suck it up and get through the next six games. I have Odegaard right at the top of that list. And I think we all know that Saka, you know, he could be in a wheelchair, and Mikel Arteta will still start him on the right-hand side. So I think he will probably start as well. Just talking about what's going on at Wolves then, there are some injury issues. Gary O'Neill speaking in his press conference yesterday. This is what he's had to say. He said, Pedro's doing well. This is Pedro Neto, of course. Arsenal fans will be well aware of Pedro Neto. Pedro's doing well. He's 6 weeks past hamstring and is out on the grass going through stuff with the fitness team. If everything goes well, he should have a part to play between now and the end of the season. So there's no Neto today. Ryan could be available. That's Ryan El-Nouri, I think it's pronounced. Obviously been very, very good for Wolves recently, but he's got an injury issue. He could be available for the bench. He went outside today and is feeling good. He wouldn't be able to play very long, but may be available for the squad. Nelson Semedo is out. Mateus Cunha is out. He Chan can only do 45 minutes tops. We need to manage the group with the 3 week with the game, the three game week. Beligade is out. Dawson is out. For the starting 11, I've got 10 senior players who can last the match. So Wolves, certainly with their injury issues going into this game, will be far, far from full strength, which might well be a bit of a help for Arsenal. We shall wait and see. But it'll be certainly interesting to see what team selection Gary O'Neill goes for. The fact that Cunha's out after came back last week and scored two goals against Nottingham Forest, I think that's definitely a boost for Arsenal. He's been very good this season, Mateus Cunha, I have to say. Been pretty impressed with what I've seen from him. Scored a great goal at the Emirates early on in the season. The fact that He-Chan can only do 45 minutes tops after just coming back, you know, will they start him, try and get the first half out of him and then change things for the second half? We'll have to wait and see. But certainly some issues for Gary O'Neill to deal with when it comes to his team selection a little bit later on today. Right, let's move on to what some of you guys have been saying in terms of what you want to see tonight from Mikel Arteta. Almari says, I'd love to see Raya, Saliba, Gabriel, Tommy, Kivior, Partey, Rice, Odegaard, Smith-Rowe, Trossard and Saka. Changes needed if we need to keep our title hopes. That's from Saad Alhamari. LTMAFC says, I'd play ESR, Gabriel Jesus, and Gabby front three with Kai sat behind, Rice and Partey, then Tommy Kit fullbacks and the usual Gabby, WS and Raya. So no Martin Odegaard in LTMAFC's team. Franco Ali calls for rotation against Wolves. We've got Sean here who says, hey Charles, regarding the lineup, I would like to see the back four we saw at Bayern. So Rice, Havertz, Odegaard, Saka, Jesus and Trossard leading the line, focusing on Havertz, Jesus and Trossard. My thoughts are that we've seen Trossard at his best in that position. He can play fluidly with Havertz, as they did so well in January and February. Starting Jesus on the left gives you an experienced player who knows when to stay wide like Arteta likes, but he has a nose for when to come inside and become a ball magnet. Having Martinelli as a sub gives a leggy defence a new problem, regardless of if we need to get something out of the game or if we want to keep them pinned back at arm's length. Above all, I like this option because it shakes up the attack, which I think is needed after the three games. We'd love to hear your thoughts. I agree, Sean, absolutely, is what I was saying when I did my predict 11. I do feel like something like that is needed just to reinvigorate the team a little bit. And I wouldn't be at all disappointed to see Trossard playing in the central striker's role. It's his best position as far as I think. In my predicted lineup, I've obviously put him out on the left and I've gone with Jesus up front. But if he swaps that round and that's what he goes with, then I would have no issue with that whatsoever, because I do think Trossard plays very well in that position. And I think Arsenal play very well with Trossard in that position. So, yeah, really good thoughts, Sean. Thank you very much for that. We got here from, I think it's Twam, from Twam Bokayomba, says that the team really needs rotation for sure. If only Arteta would see this starting, we would get off some pressure on players, in as much as we would be altering some player relationships on the pitch. So his starting 11 is Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Tomiyasu in the back four, Partey, Rice and Zinchenko in midfield. If Zinchenko in that midfield, I'd be really, really interesting. I really want to see it. I don't think it will happen because we've had no sign that Arteta will ever actually do it, but I really do want to see him playing in that position. And then you've gone with Jesus, Trossard and Emil Smith Rowe on the left-hand side. And just a couple more here. Aurora Freak says, hey, Charles, hope you're doing well. I'm doing fine, thank you, apart from my voice, as you can hear. Definitely post-Munich hangover still lingering. Raya in goal, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Kivior as your back four. You've gone with Partey and Rice in midfield, and then Vieira, Odegaard, Trossard and Jesus. It will be a difficult game, you say, but that team should be good enough. And then Dominic says, I don't expect to see this, but I'd be interested to see the side tomorrow night. Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Tommy, Rice, ESR and Odegaard in the midfield, and then Jesus, Trossard and Martinelli. So you can see there by all of the comments that you guys have sent in, just how varied the opinion is on what the starting 11 should be today. But one of the sort of most consistent things from it all is you don't think it should be the same 11 that we've pretty much become accustomed to. And I tend to agree. I do feel like this is a time to make a few changes in this game. I'd be very surprised if you just go with the same side that started at Bayern Munich on Wednesday night. But look, we're not going to have too much longer to wait. Like I said, I'm going to be jumping in my car fairly soon. I'm going to be heading up to Wolves for the game. So if you can't watch it and you need to be kept updated, then head over to my social media during the game. I'll be doing live updates as always, and I will try and do a video immediately after the game. If I don't manage to be able to do that because of timings, then of course I will be doing one tomorrow. And if you want to get involved in that show, you want to give your opinions on the match, then please do come back to this one after tonight's show. If I haven't done a player ratings video, leave your comments, leave your opinions on what you've seen, and I'll pull some of them together and get them included in tomorrow's reaction show. Right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Appreciate your time. Have a very good start to your weekend. I'll be back to speak about Arsenal very, very soon. Bye-bye.